All right, good enough.
So do we know what podcast this is?
This is podcast 30.
Podcast 30, yeah!
Last one was podcast 29. We were correct, even though we were very doubtful about our correctness. We knew which podcast it was.
Excellent.
Deep down.
So welcome to podcast 30. I'm Ben. That's Joey.
But you sounded like you were going to continue that intro.
I thought I was, but my brain shut down.
Gotcha.
It's been a very long week. We're recording a day behind.
Yeah, we're recording on Friday now, because yesterday was that app I've been working on. It was for a brewing company, and they had their grand soft opening last night, which was really awesome. I got to go to it.
I was supposed to go to it, but I didn't get out of the gym in time.
Yeah. Well, you probably still would have made it, although it kind of died down pretty quick,
considering
it's out in the middle of Lakeland, which is, like, far away from everything.
Yeah. I didn't get out of work till like 7:30, and then I would have had to go home and take a shower.
Yeah.
Put something presentable on.
It was open till about 10, so. Oh. But it was cool. And I got to, like, because my app kind of controls their whole tasting room, and
nice.
There, a problem showed up, and I was able to fix it from my phone.
Oh, that's cool.
And everybody was like, wow, that was so cool. And then my boss came over and he's like, and now since you're on the clock, all your drinks for the rest of the night are free. But it was funny because I can't drink, so technically my drinks were free anyway because I didn't get any drinks. Oh, but anyway, it was still cool.
I really hope I don't sound as dead as I feel right now.
You look pretty dead.
Because this is the end of a 62-hour work week.
Yeah, go Friday. But that's okay. We're about to recuperate
go.
You throughout the weekend. Yes. Recuperation.
I'm going to Stunfest on Sunday. So while you and your dad are going out mudding in the Jeep.
Yeah, that's exciting. We got a GoPro today for that, which I tested.
Yeah.
Really cool. I got to show you the videos after.
The videos you took at the gym today, or
no. Those weren't that good. Those
I was about to say those are
those are pretty shitty. But no, we put it on the Jeep today when I was driving it,
mm-hmm.
and kind of did a time lapse thing. It's pretty cool.
Cool,
but I don't want to put it out online because it shows exactly where my house is.
It's all right. There, no one cares.
Yeah, you know, internet safety and privacy and whatnot.
Privacy.
Yeah. Something
sounds
like that.
More like piracy.
No,
not at all.
Not even close. But okay.
I mean, it has the same letters.
Minus a V, but yeah.
I'm close.
Sort of. You know.
Again, my brain is shut down for the week.
Yeah. No shutting down. And it's 9:30, so we're recording later than usual anyway.
Yeah. Just got off work.
Yep. But that's okay. We are gonna have a fantastic weekend of fantastic weekendness.
Yes.
Yeah, and two podcasts ago, because I was re-listening the other day.
Uh-huh.
And I like to occasionally do that. We predicted way more about how our Metrocon experience was going to go than I thought we were going to.
I remember you briefly bringing that up in a text message.
We were making all sorts of jokes about, yeah, we'll walk to the convention. And
we ended up walking home.
And then we ended up walking from the convention and a series of other small joking things that actually happened. I was like, what the fuck? So yeah, go back and listen to podcast 27 to realize what happened on podcast. No, shit. Podcast 28 to realize what happened on podcast 29. It's like a prequel, so you got to watch them both so you can catch up.
Prequel to the sequel.
And then you can listen to podcast 30 again so you can be part of our conversation. We're like, holy shit, they were talking about the same things. It's all part of the master plan.
Right.
Yeah.
There's no master plan, by the way.
No.
There's no.
We're making
conspiracy.
This up as we go along. But
we're not part of the Illuminati.
Wink, our wink. Insulation soundproofing came in today to Home Depot.
Did you pick it up?
I did.
Awesome.
It's sitting in the family room or the living room. Whatever the room by the front door is.
Oh, okay.
I think that's the living room.
I did not see it as I walked through.
Yeah, it's all in a cardboard box. So.
Oh, probably why I didn't see it.
So we'll probably be doing that tomorrow
afternoon
after we get back from the gym.
If we don't take a nap and completely screw ourselves over.
Yeah, but we're not nap takers. We won't do that. And then tomorrow night we have a bonfire.
We are not nap takers.
Yeah, we are not nap takers.
Okay.
When's the last time we took a nap? Don't answer that question, because you're a fucking liar, and whatever comes out of your mouth is going to be a lie.
And that's a fact, because you said it on the internet.
Exactly. No. See how that works? Fucking science. But yeah, this GoPro thing is really exciting. I'm like super excited to get to use it on Sunday when we go mudding.
Are you super duper excited?
Super duper excited. But damn, do they nickel and dime you with that. First of all, the GoPro itself was $400.
Yeah.
It came with a waterproof case,
and that's it.
Didn't
even come with the charger.
It came with like a 3-inch arm that you can kind of use to like swivel and position it a little bit.
I think I'm looking at it.
But yeah, yes, you are. But you don't have anything to attach it to. So you then have to buy, you know, the stick thing that you can put it on. And that's like $25. Or you have, I got this like grip thing, which is what we're going to use to grip it onto the Jeep. And it's basically like a giant pair of, like a giant clamp.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the shit you put like on a bag of plastic.
Chips.
Or yeah, a bag of chips. But, you know, way more industrial strength. And that was $45.
Holy shit.
Yeah. And then it did also come with more like a swivelly arm thing that's like longer. It's probably 6 inches. Jesus Christ. But that was $45. Then there was also a suction cup thing that we got, but we're probably going to return. And that was $35.
Suction cup for things that are 6 inches long.
Yeah, oh, Jesus Christ, man.
Dick jokes 5 minutes into the podcast. We're there.
Yep.
Welcome back.
Welcome back, Ben. Then, you know, if you want the extra battery, because the battery only lasts like an hour and a half, that's another $50. I mean, they just nickel and dime you for everything, and you already paid $400 to get the
camera.
The starting camera.
That's craziness, man.
Yeah. Or like the chest strap to like strap it to your chest, you know, if you want to do like tumbling or something.
Yeah.
It's also $40-$45.
Really?
Yeah.
It's like two little clippy things. And
it's the clip thing, and then it like wraps
some
all
the fabric
way around
that goes around you.
Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
I can make that for $5.
Probably. But it doesn't have the GoPro name on it.
Good job, GoPro, for fucking ripping people off.
Yeah. I mean, it's a really cool device, but they're totally ripping us off.
So I should not buy a GoPro, is what you're saying.
No, still buy it. It's still really cool. We have one. We don't need a second one. But we'll probably buy a handful of GoPros for our various
stupid
videos. Because we can make some pretty awesome videos with them.
Yeah, that's true.
And, you know, the picture quality is really good, and you can do slow motion, sort of like iPhone quality slow motion.
Yeah, well, that's not terrible.
It does 4K, too, which is a thing.
4K?
Yeah, 4K, 2K, but we'll call it 4K, because that's what everybody else calls 4K.
It's kind of like 4Play.
Nope, not really. Even close. Although, if you could manage to pull off 4Play using only a 4K television, like, hey, baby, want to come look at my 4K television? I mean, you know... Congratulations, that's awesome.
What if you recorded yourself in 4K while performing 4Play?
I don't know if I'd want to see
myself. 4 days!
I don't know if I'd want to see myself in 4K, especially in that context. That'd be really fucking weird to watch. Well, that's me.
You have to get like one of the little helmets and point it to like.
Yeah, well, they have the head strap too, and that's probably like, I think that's $30.
Oh, God.
So, you know, get that first person action. You know,
and then you could put it on. You could watch it on your iPad with your Fleshlight iPad case.
Yes. And then it would be like being there all over again.
You could relive every moment.
You know, I'm actually, this is a semi-serious question. You know how they have like point of view porn?
Yeah.
You think that has been revolutionized by the GoPro? I mean, because that's got to be so much easier if you got a GoPro.
Whoa.
I mean, you know, before they're holding the camera and they're like trying to get into it. But
like, yeah,
shit,
baby.
You got the head strap.
You can use both hands now.
Right. Shit. And if not, I'm totally patenting that idea using GoPros for point of view porn, and we're going to be rich.
Yeah, we're going to start our own adult industry website.
Yeah.
Log on to...
I'm sure there's lots of jokes we can make about frosty women and frosty jizz and
nipples,
other frosty things.
Anyway, but speaking of nipples, sex, and porn, did you hear about the new 50 Shades of Grey trailer they just released?
I did, and I have chosen not to watch it.
You know, Cy played it, and he's like, oh, this is good. Well, I mean, this is Cy we're talking about, but like every girl that I've brought it up to is like, yes, I want to see it so bad.
And yeah, but I could have told you that before the trailer even came out, that's what that was.
So, gentlemen, if you want to get laid, go take your lady to go see 50 Shades of Grey. When that comes out on Valentine's Day next year, I guess that's the release date.
Oh, crafty timing.
Crafty marketing schemes and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird. It's a weird movie. Weird book.
Did you read the book?
No, but I've read the synopsis of the book.
There's a dude and he fucks bitches, apparently.
Yeah, but it's like that BDSM shit, like...
Like S&M?
What's S&M?
It's like whips and chains and shit.
Yeah, oh, maybe that's what I meant. What the fuck did I say?
BDSM? I don't know what the fuck that is. Hold on.
Yeah, I think BDSM is like bondage...
Oh, that might even be it. Yeah,
something,
right.
Something, something. Yeah, anyway, basically that. Yeah, you know, leather and whips and chains and... other weird things, and he's a billionaire or something, and girls are all over that. Only the first book, though. Apparently the other 2 books suck.
What?
Yeah. What? What are you wanting?
It's bondage, dominance, submission, and something else.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Somebody in charge, somebody not in charge. Weird shit.
Weird shit, man.
Yeah.
But it's all good, I guess.
That's the idea.
That's like, it should be like 50 Shades of Sasha Gray. This should not be...
That would be interesting, 50 Shades of Sasha Gray. Hmm. Let your imagination run wild there for a minute. All right, and back to the podcast.
And back to the podcast.
Let's transition out of this topic.
bumping your microphone. That's a good
one. No, I bumped my chair.
No, I bumped my microphone because I'm a dipshit.
Ben the professional.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, we're about to have a professional downstairs so we can make unprofessional things downstairs.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
In professional settings.
Hey, when are we going to download the... Speaking of getting the downstairs all set up, when are we going to download our Destiny betas since it's open to the public now?
On the 360?
Yeah.
I don't have live.
What?
Do you have... You don't.
Yes, I have a reoccurring subscription on my freaking debit card.
Right. Yeah, maybe I should get that. Well, when we set up the downstairs and we have the proper recording space.
We need to get that done tomorrow because I want to play. Because I think at like...
We need to buy fabric still.
I think at 2 o'clock frame. You get like a special badge for beta tester player peoples.
At 2 o'clock?
That's yeah, on specific. Saturday.
Saturday, that's tomorrow.
It was on the no. I remember watching that and then something. I don't know. I've been groggy all day from being at the gym all week.
I thought you said peeing at the gym all week.
Yeah, peeing at the gym as well.
Yeah, well, that's good that you pee during the day in your long work hour days. Peeing's important. Otherwise, you might get like... bladder infection and shit, and that would not be ideal.
Yeah. 61, 62 hours in that place is terrible. I think my schedule goes Monday is a 13-hour day, Wednesday is a 12-hour day, Wednesday is a 13-hour day, Thursday is an 11-hour day because I get off and I come and do the podcast, and then Friday is 13 hours again. So it comes
out
to like 61, 62 hours.
And a lot of math.
Yeah. I remember adding it up and realizing how much I hate it.
How rough they are?
Yeah, terrible.
Hey, but we got a cruise in 3 weeks, and I am fucking excited. So excited. And we have a GoPro to take on the cruise. I don't know what that translates to in reality, but we have a GoPro, and we have a cruise.
And lots of alcohol, nothing going wrong. Shitty decisions. I see lots of things going absolutely right.
Yeah, man. I guess I'll bring my laptop. I wasn't planning. I didn't bring my laptop in the last cruise, but we got to put that GoPro shit somewhere.
You know what we also need that GoPro for? Metricon.
Yeah. No.
It's like,
yeah, no.
If we decide to go back for the second bottle, strap a fucking, God, that's terrible.
Metricon. Comic-Con's coming up. Apparently we're going to that. I don't know why, but
yeah. We're just going one day. We're just going Saturday to check it out.
And what date is that?
The second, I believe, is the
August. That's like next week, isn't it?
Yeah, it's right. It's like 2 days before my birthday.
What's today? Today's Friday.
Yeah.
Today's the 25th of July. Yeah, okay, so.
So Sunday night, we may be going out for my birthday. Are you interested?
This Sunday night, next Sunday night.
Whichever Sunday is the third.
So next Sunday night.
Yes, because my birthday is the fourth, which is a Monday.
Okay.
I believe I will be calling off that day.
Gotcha. Okay, are we like going out somewhere? Are we going to like somebody's house?
Are we going to
Applebee's? Going to lunch?
Lodge.
Oh, shit. I know the Lodge.
Yeah.
I know. Well, we've gone to the Lodge together. I know two of the waitresses. I went to middle school with them.
Cruise ship. Excited.
Cruise ship. There could be twins on a cruise ship.
Every time you say that cruise ship, I instantly snap out of my funk. And now
I know. That's why I'm
1,000% ready to take on
the day. That's like my anti-drug for you.
That is my drug right now.
That's like the equivalent to me putting, I was going to say herpes in your drink, but that's the wrong word.
No, putting herpes in my drink is like realizing that I still have to go to work the next 3 weeks.
No, what the fuck is, it's not herpes.
Roofies.
That's like the equivalent.
Of course it's not fucking herpes.
Me saying cruise ship is like the equivalent to me putting roofies, yeah. Legend of Zelda shit right there.
Yeah, so let's see, you could put those in my drink too.
Yeah, roofies in your drink. It's like magic.
And helicopters.
What if we got roofied on the cruise? It'd be like the Hangover 5.
Fuck.
That'd be amazing. In all the worst kinds of ways. And we'd have a GoPro, so all of our shit would be recorded. It would all be perfect. Yes. Nothing could go wrong.
Yeah, but like, and then what if we don't bring laptops so we're not able to upload or access the footage?
Well, we'll find out when we get back from the cruise.
Oh, God.
That'll be amazing.
That'll be terrifying. Are you fucking kidding me?
I am so excited for this. I cannot wait.
I'm ready. Let's do this.
My body is ready. My liver is not. But my body is ready.
Speaking of our bodies being ready, we went to the beach last weekend.
We did, and...
I'm peeling.
I'm pretty sure I've just gotten used to being sunburnt, because all in all, I was sunburnt, but I seem to have recovered quite nicely.
My back is fucking destroyed.
Yeah, that sucks.
Like, it's peeling, and I'm like, I have Tumblefest in 2 days.
Is that? Oh, right, we already talked about
that. Because I won't be tumbling, but I will be stunting.
Yeah, I'll be mudding.
You'll be GoPro. Mudding, yeah. But
exciting.
Our weekend's shaping up pretty nicely.
It is. So I've gotten this like clutch thing down and the manual transmission on the Jeep.
Yeah.
Like something clicked last night when I was driving, you know, that it really doesn't matter how fast the engine's going, like RPM wise,
uh-huh.
As long as you let up off the clutch slowly, you'll pretty much be okay.
Yeah.
And then, as soon as like I figured that out, I've installed once.
Pretty sure that's the first thing your dad told you.
Well, no, because he was trying to get me to start without using the gas at all. He kept saying, no, you really don't have to worry about the gas. But he didn't mention just, whatever you do, just take the clutch up slowly.
Yeah, he did.
Well, shut the fuck up. He didn't explain it clearly enough that it made sense. But last night, it made sense. And now, I've got it down. I'm not worried about it.
Good.
The other day, I started out of third gear. Don't ask how, but I did.
Was the truck shaking like a
fucking beast? No, it was fine. I just had it right at the right amount and did the clutch like really, really slow and it was okay. And then I realized, oh shit, I just did that in third. Let's not do that again.
But to second.
Now I'm pretty much always starting in second unless I'm just like inching forward because obvious reasons. So yeah, good. At least obvious for people who know how to drive a manual. But now I consider that a talent of mine.
Good.
Yep.
Driving stick is a good thing.
Yeah, it's fun. Because then
eventually you're going to get a girlfriend and she's going to be like, let me drive your car. And you're like, it's stick. And she's going to be like, I can't drive stick. I'm like, well, I guess you can't drive my car.
Ben, always ahead of one step ahead of the game.
Also, friends, most of ours don't know how to drive stick.
I believe that. Cy knows how to drive stick.
Cy's the only one that I know of that knows how to drive stick.
I believe that.
You and me.
Yeah. Now me, I'm included in that list of people who know how to
drive stick. Now we get to teach you how to drift.
Yeah. We'll do that. In a controlled, safe environment.
Parking lot.
Yeah, sure. Whatever. Does Kempy know how to drive stick?
Suggestive winking. I don't know. I don't know if Kempy knows
how. Kempy knows how to drive that stick home.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm sure he does.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
Well, I guess that'll be a future topic to talk about in question.
Yeah.
Yeah, we need to reestablish that rule. No more yes.
You know,
yes are not allowed.
I'm tired.
That's okay. Still no yes.
Today was Warped Tour in Tampa.
Today was Warped Tour in Tampa.
Guess who didn't go?
Ben didn't go.
Guess who's upset?
Ben.
Ben's very upset.
Well, this is the first time you didn't go in like 8 years, right?
It is. And I was just going through my Snapchat and
everybody's at Warped Tour?
No. I clicked on Andrew's story and they took the fucking wall picture without me.
Oh.
And a little part of my heart broke right then. I was like, I should be in this. Instead, I was sitting at a gym miserable with a bunch of people.
I could totally Photoshop you in that picture if it makes you feel better.
You should do that.
I could. And I could also like put you in like whatever outfit you wanted. And I could also have you swimming in the water. Because why not? Or I could have you dressed up as Iron Man just flying in the background with your middle finger up saying, fuck you guys. Yeah, I could do that.
Because I completely thought that Warped Tour was tomorrow.
Yeah, I don't ever remember it being on a Friday.
Well, I mean, it's a different day every year, but
no.
I think, therefore I am, the 27th is also a Sunday, which is Stuntfest, so never mind, I can't go to Orlando either.
Yep, well, that's okay, Stuntfest is, please don't make that noise. That is like the most ear-piercing noise when I'm editing the podcast.
What?
That noise you just made with
that
your mouth?
That click?
That click, it's like, because when I edit the podcast, I only like passively listen, just kind of remembering when we're in the conversation. And then I'll just hear that click and my eardrum ruptures and then I'm bleeding all over the place. And I have to stop editing the podcast to clean up the blood off the floor from your clicking noise.
That's intense.
Yeah.
I should click more. No, I'm going to click like 5 times right now.
Nope, you're not going to do it.
Edit the podcast at this point.
It's so awful. But no, I'll leave it in so everybody can hear that ear piercing noise I'm talking about. Ben has tried to slushy his drink, which totally has not worked. And
it's worked, damn it.
And so watching it, you know how when you freeze a bottle of water and you try to drink the water out of it, and there's really not that much water in it because the whole thing's ice now? That's pretty much how Ben's been treating this Coke all day. I got to the gym at 10:30 this morning.
No, this is the second one. I left it in the freezer way too long again.
Oh.
I just pulled it out still, about 30
minutes 10:30,
ago. Since
10:30, I've seen him consistently drinking these Cokes. Still not done. Since 10:30 this morning, it's now 9:30 at 10 o'clock at night. It's been a full hour, 10, 12 and a half, 11 and a half hours. Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Math. I cannot do math at this time of night.
No.
Also,
no person should be doing anything that involves actual brain work.
Yeah. I've finished my summer courses.
You did?
Finally. I signed up for my next course.
Now, what happened with that second exam?
Second exam.
They said that you didn't take a second exam.
Oh, they said I didn't take the first exam.
Oh, the first exam.
Well, first of all, okay. The exam was like 2 months ago.
Uh-huh.
I swear to God, I took it. I remember taking it. And I remember doing like okay on it and thinking, damn, I really wish I would have done better, but whatever. I don't actually fucking care. And so I was like, whatever.
So what you really mean is, first off, fuck you, I'm Spider-Man.
Yeah, pretty much. I can't stand that shit, but I have to do it anyway.
Speaking of Spider-Man.
For one reason or another. We'll get there. We'll get back to the Spider-Man thing.
We'll get back to you.
Yeah, we'll get back. And so the problem is with this Canvas system we use, a lot of the time, even though you turn in your work, the teachers don't grade it for fucking ever. And they don't, Canvas doesn't really mark if it's turned in or not, especially when it's those quizzes. It just doesn't say.
That's really dumb.
So I didn't think anything of it. I said, okay, you know, this has happened a bunch of times. There were several other assignments that weren't graded that I knew I turned in. Whatever. Well, the end of the fucking course day, the last day, it marks as a zero. So I messaged my teacher. I'm like, hey, or I commented on the assignment because you can comment on the assignments and it says, you know, it notifies your teachers that you commented on these things. So I say, hey, why did I get a zero? I remember doing this. No reply for like 3 days. I'm like, okay, well, I'll send him a direct message rather than doing a comment on the assignment. Takes another day before he finally replies to me and says, oh, well, Canvas is a very advanced system and it tracks all that stuff. I said, well, obviously not. I distinctly remember taking it, but I don't know how to argue with that. What options do I have to take it? Takes another two fucking days before he replies, and this was last night. And he says, oh, well, it's too late now. The semester's over. Well, motherfucker, I emailed you the last day of the semester when it was actually marked, which was a whole fucking 2 months ago. After the exam was done anyway. If you would have graded it back then, we could have talked about it. Or if you would have replied to my email in a timely fucking fashion, then this wouldn't be a week after the end of course problem. You dick.
You dick.
So, that's how I feel about that.
Suck a dick.
Thank you, USF.
College is a waste of time and money.
I know. I mean, maybe it was my fault that I missed the exam. Whatever. That's fine. But don't say, oh, well, you waited too long when I emailed you a fucking week ago and it took you that long to reply that now it's too late after the semester. That's what pissed me off. It's like, sorry that I inconvenienced you with my timely answering to your untimely grading and then your untimely response to my email. Sorry. My bad. So yeah, that's how I feel about USF.
Makes sense.
Yeah. So that's that.
So when we become college professors in our spare time, when we're old and retired,
is that what we're doing?
Well, that's what I want to do.
I'm hoping that we can have, not that we have a large audience at the particular moment in time, but we have an audience of some numbers.
Even
I would love
number's three.
To have a podcast panel at next year's MetroCon.
Yes.
Yeah, because I feel we at least have a general idea of how to put this shit together.
I feel like we have a very good thing. Yeah, and they're also Saturday at Comic-Con, they're having a panel for podcasting, so maybe we can learn a thing or two
there. We should
go.
Particularly advertising.
That's
is totally our fault. We've done literally
zero.
No advertising. It's not like we're trying and we're failing. We're just not really trying that hard.
We're like, maybe yeah, we're going to advertise one of these days.
Yeah. Maybe we should start
Google's like, here's $150 free dollars in advertising. All you got to do is spend the first 50. And we're like, yeah, that's totally a great idea. And then we forget about it.
But they send us those every couple of weeks. So well, next time we will do it.
Hold us to it, podcast listeners.
Yeah, it just worked out inconveniently because it was like right as the expired while I was on my cruise.
Yeah.
And I didn't catch up on the date until it was like the day before. And I'm like, well, we don't have time to put that shit together now.
You know what else also happened on the day of your cruise?
What?
Steam sales ended.
Yes.
Guess who forgot?
Ben.
Yeah.
We've already talked about this.
Guess who's still bitter about that?
Ben.
Ben.
No. Yeah. Well, that's okay. Bitterness. Planetary Annihilation. I have it. You don't. League of Legends. I've been playing a lot more League of Legends.
You have.
And I'm getting better. I'm now level 5. I've been playing as,
look,
I think, Xeroth. Xeroth, I believe, is the name.
Hold on. I Googled him earlier this morning.
Yeah. He's like a blue statue-y thingy that floats around. And
Xerath.
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 Yeah, Xerath, whatever. It's close enough to what I said.
Now, are you going off a build from MobaFire or LOLPRO or whatever?
I think so. So let me see the page. I'll recognize the page.
Pulling it up right now.
Okay. I don't know. It's almost always the first result when I look up a build order for a character.
This one?
Yeah,
and then you
that's
click
it.
Link.
And then you click the links.
Which link do you go with? Do you go with the top one?
I go with whatever the top one is for season 4.
Do you go with what has the most votes, though?
Yeah, well, isn't it ordered by vote?
No.
Oh.
Not on my phone, at least.
I don't know. The problem is normally I don't Google that page until I'm in that like loading screen. I'm like, fuck, I got to do this quick before the game starts. Okay, yeah, there, go, click, done. And then I pick that one.
So also, another thing I go by is on the little user or the picture of the champion,
yeah,
there's usually like a ribbon on it that says like gold, silver, plat, diamond, whatever.
Like quality of poster, quality of guide?
No, that's what rank they are.
Oh, what rank they are in League.
Yeah, once you get to level 30, you can start playing ranked matches. Okay. And then you can work your way into the diamond category.
By the way, I found out when you unlock a character on League, you do keep it forever.
Forever?
It does not reset every season.
Oh, thank God.
Yeah. Ooh. In fact, I just talked to somebody on Reddit who I didn't verify, but he said after 5 years of playing, he started in 2009.
Back when the game first came out.
He just unlocked every single champion.
Did he pay any money for it or did he do it all free?
I don't know. I'm guessing he did a lot of them free considering it's taken him 5 years.
Yeah.
And he was proud of it in the sense that I play a lot, not as in I spend a lot of money on it.
Well, I mean...
So, but there was probably like a balance between the two, but...
Yeah, I'm saying because like I play League about... When I play for 2 or 3 hours. And I usually rack up a couple thousand influence points, which is what you use to buy characters.
I've never felt like at the rate I've been gaining influence points, I don't feel like...
I don't feel like it's going to take me 5 fucking years to get all the characters.
There's a lot of characters, though.
I think there's over 100.
Yeah, that's a lot of champions. I could see it. Maybe he doesn't play that much. I don't know. Yeah. I was just kind of assuming he played a lot because he unlocked all of them, but he very well could not.
I mean, I'm even thinking about dropping like $10 to buy a couple characters.
I could see me doing it. Plus, you have that like supporting the dev feeling you get and all that nonsense. I could see myself buying Xeroth.
Riot is technically a indie game company.
Yeah, Riot's indie. Yeah, they only do this. Did you see the, not live action, but animated
trailer?
I don't know if it was a trailer, but that was fucking awesome.
Let me just tell you that the guy that I will be cosplaying as went out like a total badass.
Who was
Graves? That? He's the one who has the double barreled shot cannon thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, don't spoil anything else, but it was awesome.
Breathing intensifies. Heavy breathing.
Okay.
All right. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
Graves is awesome.
This is awesome. We'll
cosplay him. I'm cosplaying him.
Yeah. Really awesome video.
Super See, awesome. So my whole theory behind cosplaying Graves is because he's from Bilgewater, I can find some really hot Miss Fortune cosplayers and go take pictures with them.
I'll assume people that actually understand the lore of League will be into that.
Well, they're like from the same area.
That's so it
makes sense. Cause like,
well, we grew up in the same neighborhood, so it's almost like we're dating.
Well, no, like people will do that. Like they'll put teams of like, the characters who are connected through the lore, like if there's 5 people from Bilgewater, which is, I think like one of them is like Twisted Fate, Miss Fortune, Graves, and there's Gangplank, people like that. And they put them all on a team together just to like see if there's any kind of like synergy to go through. And usually it works out pretty well.
Okay.
Well, it's like you got your team of like pirates and shit.
I could see them having like a balance there, like doing that intentionally.
Yeah.
But like in a real world scenario, like cosplaying at a convention,
hey.
That's totally like the equivalent to saying, well, yeah, we live in the same neighborhood. I think we're going to get married.
Hey, I never said anything about getting married.
I'm just.
All about the one night stay. No, I'm kidding.
Ben's totally for getting married.
I am totally for getting married.
And then having kids. Ben loves kids.
I do.
Especially the younger ones, like in that like toddler range to like 4 to 5 year olds,
the 4 to 7 range. Kids. That's my favorite. My favorite.
Favorite
range.
Age of kids to take care of. And
absolutely not.
Stuff. So Spider-Man cosplay.
We're bringing that back. About time.
Yeah. Well, there's a second option because Moon Spider, the guy who made the first guide for the like classic Spider-Man, is in the progress of making a Spider-Man 2. Oh, fucking A.
Amateur Hour. Hey, we're back.
The Ultimate Spider-Man 2 cosplay, but he did his from like the ground up by himself, like painted it, sewed it, all that shit. That's too much for me, but I can still buy the design of this Ultimate Spider-Man 2, but I'm not sure if I want to do that because part of the problem is when you...
The Ultimate Spider-Man or the Amazing Spider-Man 2?
The Ultimate Amazing Spider-Man.
That would be the new movie that just came out.
Yes. The Amazing Spider-Man.
Ultimate Spider-Man was a video game.
Right. The Amazing Spider-Man. But the problem is they printed on this Lyrica material, which is like that morph suit style thing. But when they do the sublimation ink on it, when you stretch it, the color kinds of fades.
Mm.
So the way he does it on the classic costume, and it still works well because it has that comic book look, is he goes over just the webbing with black ink, fabric print, so that it seeps in deeper. And when you stretch it out, it's still all the way through, so the lines don't fade out. Looks really good. Now, I feel like when you do the Amazing Spider-Man, it's a little bit more realistic looking, because it's based on the movies. So he painted the whole thing. So it had that deep saturation, and everywhere it stretched, it was still a consistent color. Where I think, you know, since I'm not that talented, where I'd be getting the sublimation printing, it won't look as good when it's stretched out like that.
Well, would you be able to go over the sublimation with
That'd
fabric
be a
paint?
Hell of a lot of paint. And plus, there's subtle differences in the paint, you know, to like define muscles and stuff
mm-hmm.
that kind of makes it, brings it all together. So I kind of, I don't know. So the question is, does it stretch out and look shitty? And the other huge thing about the Amazing Spider-Man 2 costume is that it has the raised webs. So another option I have, and I don't know how good it would look, is I can add the raised webs to the classic Spider-Man costume.
Yeah.
Because that's just basically the mask paint stuff, latex paint.
Okay.
And you just kind of go over the lines. Instead of with the, you know, fabric pen, you go over it with the latex paint and like a squeeze bottle and basically the same thing.
Yeah. See, I haven't taken enough time to actually look into what I'm going to need for Graves.
Yeah, no, I've actually, the last couple days, I've been really looking into what I need for it and excited. Can't wait.
How much is it going to cost you? Do you know?
It's a secret, but probably about $600 to $700.
Really? Yeah. I thought it was only like $500.
Well, I you know me. I always like to round up like by a lot.
Yeah, you do.
Because, and then...
Were like, you texting me to tell me how much the fucking cruise tickets were? You're like, oh, it's like $500. I was like, where did $500
come from?
How
fucking excited you were when it was only $391.
You got that down to an exact number this time.
Yeah.
Because when I was paying for it, you were like, I don't remember. It was like 3-something, 90-something.
Yeah. See, I kind of did the same thing with myself when I went on the last cruise I went on. I said it's probably going to be $650, about $700. So I was prepared to spend $700. He's like, it'll be $543. I'm like, fuck yeah, I just saved myself $150.
Now, in
my mentality,
end,
I saved $150, even though I didn't.
In the end, you ended up spending that $150 on the cruise. So
no,
you spent
exactly
what Target was.
No, I was already saying plus $300 for that. Like
and then
I said,
you spent half of that.
So I was planning on spending $1,000 for that cruise, and I came out at like $700. That's pretty fucking good. I saved myself $300 by using imaginary numbers. See how that shit works?
Is that what you learned in your, what was that math class?
Discrete mathematics?
Discrete mathematics,
I still am not entirely sure I learned anything. I will say that was a really hard class, and there was some, like, important shit in that class, but that fried the hell out of my brain. My brain's like, numbers. Math.
Numbers.
Is all I've gathered. I don't know if I've locked that memory out, how it's worked. I did pretty good. I mean, I got an 84 on my final, which I was thrilled with. But damn, discrete mathematics. If you guys, you computer scientist guys out there, when you have to take discrete mathematics, I am sorry. Fuck that.
Discrete mathematics. Fuck it.
Ben's over here using his phone. I'm just looking at him. He's like, yeah, discrete mathematics. I'm texting people about discrete mathematics because I know all about discrete mathematics.
I was seeing.
Can we get discrete mathematics on a shirt?
Can we?
Yeah, sure. I don't know. Somehow we need like a square root symbol with a face like discreetly hiding behind something. Discrete mathematics. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking nerd humor.
Yeah. Nerdy humor. Humorous nerds.
My next plan is after I get the Spider-Man cosplay done, I'm going to do an EL Wire Spider-Man, which, have you seen those like stick figure light up costumes?
Nope.
Where you're like a light that's just a stick figure and you're wearing a morph suit, but all you see is the lights that are in a stick figure?
Nope.
How the fuck have you never seen this?
Yeah.
Okay. But I'm going to do that modeled after Spider-Man.
Ooh.
So, and my idea here is they'll see my awesome cosplay during the day and like, you know, take pictures and say, wow, that was really good cosplay. And then that night at the rave, I'll be the glow in the dark Spider-Man too.
So you don't plan on having this cosplay ready until next Metricon?
I have them planning or getting the original Spider-Man cosplay done in time for ShadowCon,
yeah,
which is
November 1st.
Right, October 31st, November through November 2nd.
Yes.
I'm going to have that one done for that. But next Metricon, I plan to have the EL Wire Spider-Man costume done so we can kind of...
Can we figure out how to get a hotel room at the convention center for Metrocon?
Yeah, in fact, we could probably do that tonight.
No, because I looked up the hotel itself, and it's completely booked out. But it booked out 6 hours before they announced that Metrocon would be that weekend, which leads me to believe that the convention...
I could see two options. One, I could see Metrocon blocking them off as like Metrocon. I could also see them having a shitty system, and when you try to book a hotel room that far
in advance,
the truth is they don't have the reservations ready yet, and they just, we're all sold out, because that's the default message when we can't find shit.
Is that really?
I don't know. I could see that. That's okay. A very realistic possibility, because what happens is, the way the system, a lot of systems work is, you search what reservations are available after a certain date, no reservations are available, and if you just do a test, are reservations available? If the answer is no, just say, sorry, we're all booked.
Hmm.
So depending on how, I don't know if it's like, is it a chain hotel or is it just a convention center hotel?
I think it's a chain hotel.
If it's a chain hotel, that's probably not true. But if it's like a small owned by the convention center thing, could totally see that being.
But now if Metricon did block them out, we got to figure out how to get rooms via Metricon.
The answer is probably we call the convention center and say, hey, we want to book a room.
We should do that now.
Well, I don't think we can now. I think it's too late. They're probably closed. It's 10 o'clock on a Friday night.
I mean, like, in the very, very near future, though.
Like, Monday morning. Well, no, I guess hotels are open on weekends.
Yeah, because Metricon had over 10,000 unique visitors the weekend that it ran.
Okay.
So I figure a lot of those people are going to want to stay in the fucking hotel.
Yeah, and they probably don't have 10,000 hotel rooms there.
Nope, they definitely don't.
You know, but also, we don't have to stay at the convention center. There are hotels all over downtown we can stay at.
But how much more convenient is it to just walk downstairs?
I mean, no, don't get me wrong. Convention center is definitely my first choice, but we could totally get away using another one.
Like the Hyatt.
Yeah, and we could use the Uber cab to get from place to place. Oh, fucking Uber. In fact, right across the street, where we parked, that's a hotel too.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I mean, and that's still, that might as well be at the convention
center. You brought up Uber, and I want to bring this up real quick.
Okay.
Megan G. Spellin. Yeah. She was at the gym today.
Did she use Uber to get here?
No, but she uses she uses Uber all the time in Boston.
Oh, okay, yeah. Well, it's really big in Boston.
Yeah.
Okay.
And she was like, "Oh yeah, blah blah blah." She's like, "Oh, whatever, wherever I need to go, because I don't drive there. I just call an Uber cab." I was like, "They have Uber up there?"
Yeah. Well, up north in the Northeast is where it's like really big. That's kind of where they started.
Oh.
Like technically, Tampa's only in a beta testing for Uber.
We're beta testing.
Yeah, pretty much. So
I want to drive an Uber cab.
Yeah, I could totally get down with that. Flexible hours.
Yeah, you just work whenever the fuck you want.
Yeah. I want to get a Tesla and drive Uber, because why not?
Because that would be the easiest fucking job in the world.
I know. And then
no maintenance,
think about
no gas.
Yeah, no maintenance, no gas, and you get all the benefits from being an Uber driver. Shit. It's a good plan.
Yeah, it is.
Fucking genius.
Fucking yeah.
Wish I could patent that idea.
Do it. You won't.
No, I won't. You're right. But yeah, so back to Metricon. So yeah, we'll get the hotel room. We'll figure that out soon, maybe tomorrow. We'll call after, see if they're open. I doubt it, but can't hurt.
No,
so
no,
anyway,
no.
Yeah, I want to do the EL Wire Spider-Man costume, and I want to set up the lights and stuff to be controlled from
your hand or
iPad or something. I don't know.
Ooh.
Because EL Wires, you can very easily program with like an Arduino
or what?
Raspberry Pi. It's like a microcontroller computer nerdy thing. So you can control it really easily, and you can even like set it up with an app and do different stuff. So the lights turn on and off and flash.
Will they turn different colors?
No, you can't change different colors, but you can flash them in different orders. So if you wanted, you could put like two colors next to each other and just toggle them and give that illusion of them changing colors, but you couldn't actually get them to change colors.
I think you should do that one.
Yeah, it's too much work. Because I think I'm going to have to, because since it's the EL wire, you're only doing outlines, and I think I'm going to have to do every spider web as a red EL wire.
Oh.
So it looks pretty cool. I sent you a picture. Of like a general outline?
Yes, you did.
Of it. But I don't know what I'm going to do for the blue. Because you have to have red and blue. You can't just do all red.
Yeah.
But the blue That's doesn't true. Really have any design on it. And I was doing some like striped shit and that looked weird. And
what if you filled in the entire rest of the suit though?
What do you mean?
Everything else filled is blue. And then you have the red like webbing.
So you're saying I had like a blue morph suit.
Covered in
Okay, that's whatever. An interesting idea.
No, speaking of which, speaking of shit that glows and fucking...
Tron, which is going to be our following cosplay that we're going to do together.
Not talking about that, no. Oh, okay, I was at Walmart getting water balloons.
Yes.
Because I'm an adult.
With an adult straw.
With my...
Which John fucking Stewart on The Daily Show the next day, might have been the day before, had a fucking adult straw.
He did.
Yes, I was so fucking excited.
Me too. Fucking stoked. I was bouncing off. I was like, yes! Yes,
he's an adult. We're an adult.
We're adults.
We're adults with Jon Stewart. Anyway, but we had the idea first.
We did. But we did our blah, blah, blah. I went to Walmart to get water balloons, and I saw these neon glowing bubbles. It's like glow stick bubbles.
That's fucking awesome.
We need that next year.
More importantly, we just take the bubble juice and just cover ourselves with it. It's fucking brilliant.
It is. It's genius.
That's what we're going to do.
That's what we're going to do. Now, we tried to do that with the glow sticks, and that shit didn't fucking work at all.
But we also bought, like, the shittiest of the shitty glow sticks, financially speaking.
Yeah.
So that could have something to do with it. Don't actually know, but it could have. But anyway, yeah, our next cosplay for the following whatever convention we're going to is we're going to do as close to real Tron suits as we can. And we're going to do them together so that we can, like, partner up.
And we've come to a mutual agreement that whoever asked if we're fucking Daft Punk is getting punched in the face.
Yes. But the thing I'm most excited about is getting that disc, because I'm gonna put like magnets in it, so it just like connects.
That it sticks to the back. We gotta put magnets in the back of the suit then.
Yeah.
To get it to connect.
Yeah, we got rare earth magnets and all over the place.
Yeah, man. It'd be fucking that's gonna be fucking legit.
Yeah, that's gonna be a real hard work. I'm already looking into like plastic molding and shit. Because that's how serious I am about getting
people
the...
are gonna be like, those guys are cool. We're gonna be like famous cosplayers more than famous gamers.
Yeah. I wanna be Jessica Negri style, except a dude. Except I look nothing nearly as attractive as Jessica Negri.
Man, I think Jessica, you're attractive, Negri. Joey Paris.
Yeah, you tell me that all the time. Still don't believe it.
Yeah, well.
Still don't look like Jessica Negri. At least the male version of
you
Jessica
Negri. You
don't have Negri. Boobs. Yeah, it's true. Oh, hi, Jessica Negri. If you're listening, that's awesome. Okay, that's all.
Yeah. If you are listening, plug us. Plug us in like a Mail Monday or something. Or
yeah,
whatever.
Mail Monday. We should mail her a Frosted Gaming t-shirt.
And something Supersonico, because I know she loves that.
She does love Supersonico. We should make a single edition, custom made Frosted Gaming logo Supersonico mashup shirt, one and only, for Jessica Negri.
All right,
done.
Done.
All right, let's end this.
You know,
podcast,
her birthday is the day before mine.
Oh yeah, August 3rd.
Yeah,
oh, so her birthday's coming.
Or
up.
No, it's the day after mine.
August 5th.
I'm one day older.
Did you know
than
you
Jessica
have the same
Negri.
Birthday as Obama?
Yeah, I feel like killing myself now.
Wow, way to get political, Ben.
No, I don't like being associated with people who are famous or well known.
Gotcha. You also have the same birthday as Jasmine.
Right, but I want my birthday to be special because I want to be the only famous person with my birthday.
Gotcha. Well, you know, the first girl to win America's Got Talent, she was a girl. We have the same birthday.
The first girl to win America's Got Talent
was in fact
a girl.
The first person to win America's Got Talent was a girl who was born on the same exact day as me. September 1st, 1994. In case anybody wants to steal my identity, that's my birthday.
Why would you do that?
I don't know. And my social security number is...
Beep. We got to do that.
Wait. Yeah. For real, though, my social security number is... Actual social security number. I just said it. Ben's like, holy shit, I'm going to steal Joey's identity.
No, what if you forget to edit that out?
I'm not going to forget to edit that out. I'm still convinced that social security numbers are like totally non-important.
No, man, I could totally get like a credit card in your name.
Yeah, but I...
Because not only did you say your birthday, you said your social security
number. But do you know
how
fucking easy it is to get your social security number?
Yeah, I know. I just ordered...
You just ordered a birth certificate, which has it right there. Do you know how... Like, for example, at the gym, we need birth certificates to sign up for USASF.
Mm-hmm.
Meaning, we have every child in that gym, social security number, address, name, all of it. And we just asked for it. We could potentially fraud everybody. The entire USASF organization has a collection of birth certificates of children across the country.
You just gave a hacker an idea to steal every child's identity that's ever
Good.
Been involved
I'm
with.
Fucking glad. And not because I want those children's identities to be stolen, but because the whole USASF birth certificate thing is fucking retarded.
Let's just stop people from cheating.
Do you know how easy it is to fake a birth certificate that you're uploading to a website?
That's true.
I could do it for the entire gym in a day. Takes no time at all.
You should tell them that I'm 17 so I can compete again.
I'm sure with your facial hair they would believe that. Not actually, you did have a killer beard when you were on the team back then, but that's not the point. Because when you're uploading a birth certificate anywhere, when you scan it, it says void in the background because it's not a legitimate recommendation of birth.
Mm-hmm.
Recognizable
of birth. Source of birth.
Right. It's a load of horseshit. Anybody can Photoshop it. That's why it doesn't matter because it's on the internet. It's stupid. It just aggravates me. So I hope that a hacker goes in and hacks their shit so they have to reassess why the fuck they're doing that. It's stupid.
Right.
In fact, and then, you know, well, I'm going to go on this rant even further. The DMV follows the same fucking rules that are really stupid. Here's a birth certificate. Here's a social security card. You can do that for anybody. The problem is, you know, you're getting a photo ID.
Joey, you could have saved me $52.
No, I could have not saved you $52. Because the cruise line actually doesn't make sense. You have to physically bring your birth certificate. That's why they ask for an original, not just a copy of it.
Speaking of which, I got to find my passport because that's much more convenient to fucking bring around.
It is. But again, the cruise line, they look at your actual legal documentation of the birth certificate. They're not scanning it into a system. They're looking at it. That's the difference. Cruise line knows what they're doing. USASF does not. But the DMV, it's really dumb because you need a photo ID to get your license, right? You don't have a photo ID before you have a license.
You can get a state ID.
You could, but how do you get it?
by providing
a birth certificate and a social security.
And but, like three fucking pieces of mail that show your address.
Oh, okay.
Let me tell you, but why again, that's retarded.
That, but no, that's not true because as a minor, you don't need it. How are you? You don't have an address. You're living with your parents. Nothing's going to be addressed to you at your house.
Exactly.
So
do you know how hard it is to show fucking proof of residency? Oh no, you have to bring your parent shit on top of that.
But what I'm saying is, you can't necessarily do it exactly by yourself, although you really actually could if you're over 18 and living by yourself. You have a name, you have a birth certificate, you have a social security card, but there is no picture associated with your face. So anybody, if they find those three documents, or say you have a brother, you want to be your brother, it is really fucking easy for you to be your brother when at that stage in the game, because there's no photo ID of you. You just come in, you're like, here's my birth certificate, here's my social security number, my name's Josiah Schaefer.
They take don't know a picture.
Take a picture. And now for the rest of Sai's life, he's you. You're him. And whenever he tries to go being legitimately him, your picture comes up because you're a dick.
I would feel like that's more beneficial to him, though.
Okay, maybe a shitty example. But it's a stupid system. I mean, I have no idea how to improve it, but it's a stupid system and it's really easy to fake.
I mean, so you're saying that I could take your social security card and your birth certificate and say that I'm Joey Paris?
Not now, but when I was 16.
Uh-huh.
You could have, because I didn't have a photo ID. There is no legal documentation of what I looked like. There's no height, nothing. I mean, if they tried hard enough, they could probably get like medical records, but the DMV doesn't give a shit about medical records. And if you're getting arrested or a speeding ticket or your registration for your car, that's all coming back to me, not to you. Because you're not me now. See how that works?
Yeah.
But you don't have to pay the bills because you're not actually me, because I'm me. And there's some weird thing that a lot of people do that when people die, when old people die. They don't report them as dead, and then they're able to use all their information because they don't need to check in anywhere. And I'm kind of misremembering this, but it happens a lot where old people collect, or old people's children collect the social security checks because they're not dead, but they're dead.
You just completely mindfucked anyone who just listened to that.
Are you saying just that last sentence I said, or just anybody who's following the
anyone who's trying to follow you?
Yeah.
Speaking of things that are mindfucky, the alphabet is only in that particular order because someone said it is. It really doesn't have to be in any particular order. Exactly.
And I heard the dumbest thing the other day. No, actually, wait
a
second.
You hear that a lot.
Never mind. Hold on. It wasn't dumb. It actually makes sense. Alphabet has to be at least start A, B, because alpha, beta, alphabet. Alpha, beta, alphabet. Mm-hmm. See? But other than that, it is only in the order because it's in that order. But also, to counter-argument that, they could have just named it something else, like Omega. Wait, what comes after beta? Delta?
Delta, yeah.
Delta Meg. It's the Delta. It's the Delta Meg. There you go. We don't have an alphabet. We have a Delta Meg. See how I did that? Yeah.
All right. So when we found Benland, with the religion of Joeyism, we will have
the philosophy of Joeyism.
We will have a Delta Meg.
Yeah, a Delta Meg instead of an alphabet. It's a brilliant idea.
I like it.
Yeah, we have all sorts of great ideas. So what are we doing tonight? Because Ryan said he's in Clearwater, so I guess we're not going to Ryan's house.
Fuck us.
Go in the hot tub. We could. Late, but hot tub's there. We have a hot tub, which I used for the first time last weekend.
You did?
Yeah, despite the fact we've had a hot tub for God knows how fucking long. I mean, it was nice. Well, actually,
did you get it cleaned is the important part.
Yeah, I think it has been cleaned since then. I think. Anyway, it's a hot tub, because but it's really fucking hot outside. So we actually like to use it as a pool.
Yeah, as a cold tub.
Yeah, we got in at like noon and it was cool. It was nice. It was like pool relaxing level. And then came back at like 7 o'clock and it was 100 fucking degrees. And we're like, I was turning the temperature down. Temperature was set to 60. Didn't fucking matter. Didn't go down. Then I was like crawling underneath, trying to get to the temperature gauge at the bottom underneath the hot tub, like in the mechanism things. Turned all the way down to cold. Still fucking 100 degrees. Don't fucking know.
Really so maybe annoying. It's not fixed.
Yeah, it's very possible that it's not fixed. Of course, I guess most people wouldn't have a problem with, ah, damn, my hot tub stuck as being hot. Shit. So.
Yeah.
I'm definitely in the minority there. All right, well.
I'm sorry, I'm fucking out of it.
You are. Well, we've hit a solid 50 minutes.
Have we?
Yeah.
Fucking A.
I'm liking these shorter podcasts with just the two of us and the editing and the busy work schedules and the not putting out a lot of content. And we have to admit to something that I'm very upset about.
What is that?
Disappointed in ourselves. Kind of been slacking in the game of the week.
Fuck. We bring it up every fucking weekend, too. We're like, we got to record one. And then
we've been busy. We are busy people. I've been trying to get this basement thing together and
other shit, but you know, once we, I feel like once we get the basement together, it'll be easy because
the podcast, the editing, the recording, everything's going to happen in the same place.
Yeah,
it'll make it easier. So that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
So be patient; more content will be coming.
Yeah, we are determined. We've successfully been putting podcasts out every week, which has been really fucking hard, but we've been doing it.
Yeah. Did you put last week's out?
Yeah.
Thank God. I'm starting to worry.
Yeah, it was fucking hard. Just been so fucking busy. But everything's up and ready to go and good, except for this podcast, obviously, because we're still recording it, and it couldn't possibly be up before we're doing it. But streaming is a thing.
And we could do that.
But I really don't want to stream podcasts yet, because we're not quite mentally prepared for it.
No, don't worry about the streaming of the podcast. Worry about the streaming of the video games.
Yeah, yeah.
Didn't you set that up?
Yeah, no, those, yeah, we got those. We can do those whenever. Especially, it'll be a lot easier again when we're downstairs, because the mics will always be exactly where we need the mics to be.
Exactly. Which is what. But didn't you set up something through Frosted Gaming with their Twitch channel?
Okay. We took down the frostedgaming.co site, because it just, financially speaking, wasn't an intelligible thing to do at the moment. But I have now replaced it with a really cool app, which is actually usable by anybody for any purpose, for combining a bunch of channels together. It's kind of like multi-Twitch, which lets you watch multiple Twitch streams at the same time. But the difference is my version, which you can access at frostedgaming.co or frostedgaming.com, but frostedgaming.co
has a global chat room.
Right. Well, the idea is for like events and stuff, you can have, for example, four different channels. And what you do is you go to frostedgaming.co/ whatever username channel you want to use, slash whatever other one, and you can go up to as many as you want, but it kind of breaks after a while because you only have so much tab room. Anyway, the idea is you can easily switch back and forth between a couple different channels, but they all use the same chat room. So for example, in our live stream that we did for
Operation Supply Drop,
right, Operation Supply Drop, you could have easily switched between our four tabs, but you were in the same chat room for all of them, which is always nice because it's annoying having to follow different chat rooms. But I'm thinking about adding the feature where it will allow you to switch the chat room if you want, but for the most part it'll just be the global,
you know, like how room. in like games, if you have like a group or a guild, you could do like /group/guild. Like, could you edit the chat function to be like /Ben and it only shows up in my portion of the chat room? Or like if you're only watching
Oh no, because I don't have any control over the Twitch chat. It's just embedding the things. But you can embed whichever channel you want. The way it works is the tabs just load up the different embed code for the different channels, so you can, like I said, quickly switch between them.
Yep.
Which is a super awesome feature, especially for... It's not necessarily if you want to keep up with multiple group people at the same time, but you could easily, except the chat thing, as of now, doesn't work for that. But it's really great for like a single company or single group of people that are all kind of doing the same thing together, but on different streams. That's when it's nice. But again, the more I'm thinking about it, I will add functionality to switch the chats as well. But anyway, it's frostedgaming.co, and then just do /, whoever you want to watch the channel for, and just keep adding slashes between each
/. Ben the Kid, /Joey Paris, yep. Or is it infinite loop?
It's /, the like main one we use is frostedgaming.co /frostedgamingtv/ Ben the Kid /infinite loop 91 /whatever the fuck Chris's is, but he doesn't know. So
Black Chris.
Yeah, Black Chris. I told him about that for the first time the other day.
You did. I was there for it.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, I was sitting right next to you.
Oh, hey, good to have you there. Glad you were there.
Fuck you. Hey, what is Chris doing tonight?
That's a good question.
We could stream with him.
We could.
We could crush streams.
We could crush streams. And this would be a great time to test out the app.
That's
or
true.
The program thing that I wrote.
So I think that's
anybody can
do.
Use it, really. You just frostgaming/whatever. So if you want to link to it, by all means, go for it.
So you want to take a dump in our link?
Yeah, they can dump in a link. Bow chicka bow wow.
Sure, instead of calling it a link dump, can we call it a link toilet?
Can we call it a kitchen link? Kind of like a kitchen sink, but a kitchen link?
Can we call it... Yeah.
Yeah.
Or a sausage link? You know how like sausages
sausage
are like twisted?
Sausage links.
Ah.
But then it sounds too much like a sausage fest. Which is a little bit of a sausage fest, but that's not the point.
That's all right. I mean, we make dick jokes all the time.
It's true. Can we just call it a dick list?
I don't
We're not
that
calling
that
it a dick
sense.
List. Every time we talk about a dick, we just take a picture of that different dick and just put it in the link dump. I mean, the dick list.
God damn it.
All right. Well, on the note of dicks, I say we call it a podcast.
Hey, we actually introduced ourselves in the beginning.
We did. That was all you, because I was totally not going to do that, because
I made it a point to fucking remember this week.
Good.
Next week, probably not, but...
No, I'm sure we won't be able to do it 2 weeks in a row. That would be asking a lot out of us.
Yeah. I'm going to write that down on my phone, put it as an alarm. 7 o'clock, Tuesday night.
Thursday night.
It's going to say, don't forget to introduce yourself.
Yeah.
That's what's going to happen.
Okay, that's good. That sounds like a good plan.
All right.
All right. Well, again, just for closing, I am Mr. Paris.
I am Mr. Schaefer.
And this has been podcast number 30. Anything significant about the number 30? Does that divide it into any even months? No, it would be...
15. 2 times 15.
Yeah.
5 times 6.
Yeah, math. That would be a number of months.
3 times 30, 10.
28 divided by 4 would be 5, 6, 7 and a half months. Holy shit.
Oh my God, we've been kicking time. Ass.
Damn, 7 and a half months. Yeah, okay. Well, thank you for listening.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Bye, guys. Later.